But for me, that was kind of like that turning point. It was that wake up call, like, hey, I need to do something different, or I'm not going to be here anymore.
Mental health champions, I'm reconnecting with a friend I met, networking, of course, here. I think it was on LinkedIn. He's joining us normally from Arkansas, but he's vacationing in the winter in North Carolina. Michael, welcome back to a mental health break.
Hey, it's a pleasure to be here.
Man, if you missed his first show, be sure to go down in the episode description to check it out. Very inspiring story, inspiring for others as well, because now what his work as the founder of the Second Chance Rehabilitation Ranch. He uses his experience as a veteran and mental health advocate to make a difference on a daily basis, and he certainly does that. Michael, walk the listeners through your story if they missed your first episode.
Yeah, so make it short. I was in the Marine Corps, experienced a rough time there, and in my journey, even since we first interviewed, like I'm always trying to get to the root of things and realizing there was a lot of childhood trauma there too. Childhood trauma, add trauma from the military to that, sexual assault, things like that happened to me, ended up pushing me to a really dark place back in 2015. Had my first suicide attempt early 2016. Of course, that's when I was diagnosed with post-traumatic stress, anxiety, depression, all of those fun things. Kind of began my road there, medication. I was on so many, I don't even know what I was on. And none of it really seemed to help. Ended up having three more suicide attempts. And the last one ended in a tussle with cops. Found myself in jail for 60 days. But for me, that was kind of like that turning point. It was that wake up call, like, hey, I need to do something different, or I'm not going to be here anymore. I'm either going to be dead or locked away forever, so moved out to Hawaii and quit taking all the medication I was on. Never liked it anyway.
Yeah.
And Hawaii, if you've ever been to Hawaii, it's really beautiful. There's lots of mountains there. So I was like, well, I want to go hike that mountain. That's just who I am. I was like, oh, that's the tallest mountain around. I want to go be on top of it. And so I started hiking
Right.
a lot, and I started noticing, hey, I feel good when I'm doing this. And then the more I did it, the more I felt good when I wasn't doing it. So obviously, I kept feeding into that and like kayaking and stuff like that. Started working with horses, found a lot of healing there as well. And that's kind of where the idea was born. I was actually at work giving a tour one day, and I had this light bulb moment. And I was like, hey, if this can help me so much, how many other people would benefit from this? And that's kind of where the idea was planted, to create a ranch to help veterans. At that point, I didn't know all the struggles with first responders, so it was veterans at that point. So for 2 years, that was my 5-year plan, was just, when people would ask, what's your plans for the future? I'd be like, yeah, well, my 5-year plan is to create this ranch, but I wasn't doing anything towards it. Found myself in a situation where I was got let go from the ranch I was working on. I also lived there. So just like that, I was homeless and unemployed. Which sounds terrible, but I was sleeping on a beach in Hawaii, waking up to the sunrise every morning. So not as terrible as it sounds. But that's when I started laying the foundation for a Second Chance. And it's been a long, long journey since. But yeah, that's in a nutshell.
Well, it's great to see you doing well now. I'm seeing you smile, and that's always really great for me on the other side of things. So, you moved out to Hawaii. Someone like me has never been there. Anybody else listening on right now who's never been there, where was your favorite place that you hiked at? It seems to me that hiking saved you on this journey.
One of my favorite hikes was it's called Crouching Lion. They say it's closed, but that's more for their protection than yours, because if something happened, if you're out there hiking, they don't say anything. But if
Yeah.
something happens, then they're like, well, you weren't supposed to be there to begin with, right? But it was like right behind my friend's house when I first got there. So I hiked it quite a few times. And it became one of those places that I just knew so well. I would go up there and relatively, to me, it's easy. I've been told that it's actually a strenuous hike, but to me, it was really easy. So take that as you will. But I would get up and I would go hike it before sunrise and just go watch the sunrise over the ocean from there.
Sounds amazing. Well, I'm glad that you found healing in that. And now you've had Second Chance Ranch for a little over 4 years, right? So on the first episode, I'm not going to have you redo everything. Everyone's going to have to go click that play button. But now that you've scaled this business, you've been scaling this ranch, you found a way to stay in business for 4 years. What are some lessons you could share with our listeners from that process of growing your infrastructure, growing the demand, the capacity, all of those things? How'd you do it?
Adaptability, that's the biggest thing. You have this plan and this roadmap of how you think you're going to get there, and it doesn't end up looking anything like that. So keep that end goal, but just know that route there is probably not going to look the way that you thought it was going to look. And yeah, that was probably the biggest lesson, and just rolling with the punches.
Rolling with the punches sounds like a day in the entrepreneur life. Most things that you plan to see, they don't always end up the way you do it. We know a little more why you started the ranch. We know how you've been scaling the ranch. Are you working on anything else, or what is your day-to-day looking like now?
Yeah, I mean, I have my things that I do for my mental health, right? Like one of those happens to actually be a way to make money too, is leather work. So I do a lot of leather work. And then I finally got the ranch. That was like the biggest bang, like thorn in my side for 4 years, is like everybody like, oh, I want to come see the ranch. I'm like, well, the ranch is my house. Like all I had was the retreats. And that's why I say being adaptable. Like when I started, I thought I was going to get this land, I was going to start this ranch, and then later do these retreats for veterans. And I ended up having to flip the switch or flip the script and started doing the retreats, and because that was a way I could help people without having my own land. And then finally, a few months ago, got 9 acres. Not as much as I want, but it's a process. It's like, well, we started with nothing, and then we got 9 acres. Now we got to build that up and show to myself, let alone others, that hey, I can do this with 9 acres. Then I can do it with 100 acres, and then long term, I can manage multiple ranches down the road. So it's just like a building process, and again, not the way I thought it was going to go, but such is life.
Well, you're still finding a way to make it happen. And everyone out there, that's great advice where you know where your end goal wants to be, but don't be so strict on how to get there. That's something I learned too. You're going to have to be flexible and find ways to interweave it. Now, 9 acres to someone like me seems like a lot. And you're saying, no, it's not enough. Walk us through that visually if you're not in the world you're in.
Yeah, so most people are like, oh wow, 9 acres. I'm like, look, like for one, when you have horses, like the rule is like 1 acre per horse for like feeding. So 9 acres, if I use the whole thing, I could have maybe 9 horses. But I also have other things that I want out there, like hiking trails, so people can just hike around, and spots for meditation and mindfulness, because that's important. The whole purpose is to get them out into nature, and also teach them horsemanship. Like, I want to have a horsemanship program. I'm working on that. I've got a few things I got to take care of before we can implement that. But
Right.
it's just pasture land is 1 acre per horse. You still have like barn, like stables, like equipment, storage. You got round pens so you can work the horses, trails to ride. So 9 acres may seem like a lot, but when you're
Right.
like horses and livestock, that's very small.
Thank you for putting that into perspective. When you think about the trails you need and everything else, it certainly fills up the space. But it's inspiring me, everyone out there. I know it's got to be inspiring them to just keep finding a way to make the plan come true. Now, do you own any horses yourself for your own personal, I guess, pets?
Not currently. I had some for a while, and then another lesson in business. I made a big move that I thought was going to propel us forward, sold my horses, moved down to Texas. It did propel me forward, but not in the way that I thought it was going to.
What do you mean by
So
that?
I was helping, supposed to help a organization get up and running in exchange for use of part of their land. Things fell through after I got down there.
Oops.
Learned a lot of lessons in that. And I guess for those listening too, and this applies to business or just life in general, is don't count things as failures. Oh, well, I failed, I messed up. Well, there's a lesson in everything, whether it's with experiences in your past or whether it's in business, there's a lesson in everything. And when you can find that lesson and you can learn from it and grow from it, I think that's how you push forward.
I think that's a perfect way for me to now get your contact info. I don't know if we'll be able to top that one. Michael, thank you so much for coming back on the show. Everyone, again, scroll down the episode description and click the link to his first show. I don't even know how long it's been. It's been a little bit, so you'll get a preview to see his growth, not just professionally, but personally. Michael, where can we find you online and where can we find more about the ranch?
Yeah, I'm mostly on LinkedIn. That's where I hang out. You can find me, Michael Parker, on there, and then Second Chance Rehabilitation Ranch. Also have a page for the ranch on Instagram. It's at 2C, two, the number two, the letter C, and then an R ranch. And then Facebook, Second Chance Rehabilitation Ranch. We also have our website, 2crranch.com.
Appreciate you sharing that, everyone. Be sure to go check that out and stay on the lookout for an interview on that entrepreneur show that will be released in a few months to hear more on the business side. Although he gave you a great preview today, the show is at A Mental Health Break Podcast on Instagram, A Mental Health Break on the other pages. I'm at Vincent A. Lancey on YouTube and social media to follow me there. And with that, we are signing off today from Florida to North Carolina. Michael, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.